You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Oh, foolish Galatians! Now, the Apostle Paul is getting really direct with these people. He said in chapter 1, verse number 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of God unto another gospel. But now he says to them very direct, oh, foolish Galatians. He's making it very, very sound, very, very direct. Who? There's always a who. The who was the Judaizers that came and were trying to get these people to go and add the law to salvation. And you have to keep the law. You have to keep the Ten Commandments. You have to keep the 603 commandments. You have to keep the commandments of God, the statutes of God, the judgments of God. Who hath bewitched you? That bewitched is a very powerful word. It means to charm, like a snake charmer. Who hath charmed you? Who hath made you to believe that you could muddle up this salvation by grace through faith? Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? And there's a rejection of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Whose eyes? Jesus Christ. And that's very important, because he is explaining to this first generation church that's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about the law. It's not about keeping the law. In fact, he's going to bring Abraham to the front here, and he's going to say, Abraham, come to the witness stand. You were 400 years before the law was even written. And yet you were saved by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in exactly what God had planned and been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Jesus was crucified among you. Jesus died for you. And verse number 2, this only what I learn of you, received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith, the rejection of truth, the rejection of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just came upon men for certain times. He came upon Gideon for a certain function. But he's not like his function in the Old Testament was not like the New Testament. In the New Testament, in fact, keep your hand right here. Go back with me to John. John chapter number 14. In John 14. I hear about two pages rattling there. There we go. John, there we go. John 14, verse 26. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Look at verse number 26 of chapter number 15, the next chapter. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which will proceed from the Father, shall testify of me. They have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit wasn't mentioned much. Just endued with power for certain functions on certain men. But in the New Testament, he came, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and he dwells within us, and he now convicts us of sin, and he comforts us, and he guides us, and he teaches us, and he seals us. And so he said, this is what I learned of you, received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Well, it's all faith. It's not the law. They had the rejection of truth, the rejection of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is mentioned 18 times in this book, 6 chapters. Are ye so foolish? There he is. Ask it again. Having become begun in the spirit, are you made now perfect by the flesh? It's either the law or the flesh. What is it, child of God? Is it? But ye have suffered. Watch this, verse 4. Ye have suffered so many things in vain. If it be yet in vain. These Christians had suffered for the name of Christ. They were the first generation Christians. And they were suffering, and they did suffer. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministereth unto you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And so he's trying to establish something. Is this going to be the works of the law or is this going to be faith? And I declare to you, it's all of faith. Amen. Faith is mentioned 22 times in this book. And it's 18 times you find it in this chapter alone. Faith, faith, faith in Jesus Christ. And so he calls his first witness, Abraham. Believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. That was faith. And you're saved the same way. Now, we'll find out that this was a schoolmaster to bring us to salvation. Knowing therefore that they which are of faith are the same children of Abraham. But the scripture foreseeth that God would justify the heathen through faith. Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall the nations of the world be blessed. And so it was all of faith. He mentions about the law in verse number 11, that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Now I wonder what that means. It means that no man is justified by the law. You're not declared righteous. Justified is not just as if I never sinned. That's what you hear people say. It's just as if, no, because I'm just a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. But it is nothing that is held to my account, that no man is justified by the law. No man is declared righteous by the law. No man is made perfect by the law. In the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Look at verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us. He's justified us, and he's redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now he introduces Abraham again. The blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles because the Jews thought the gospel only came to the Jews. But for the Jews and the Gentiles, all the same way. And the Bible said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. He's just laboring this. It's all of faith. It's not the works of the law. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So we continue. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more the promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. He promised there'd be a new and a living way. And that new and living way is through Jesus Christ. Verse 20, and now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. And is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. There had been law given which could have given life, very righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded that all under sin. And that's what he's emphasizing. We're all sinners. We all deserve the punishment of hell. We all deserve that which God says is the law then against the promises. God forbid, for there had been one law given that could have been given life. Verily, righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded that all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You see, he's trying to explain to this church, you're not under the law. These Judaizers that are coming and preaching the law to you, it's not grace. That's working for salvation. And so he says, verse number 23, but before faith came, watch this, we were all kept under the law, shut up unto faith, which should be revealed, afterwards should be revealed. For the verse 24, therefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Let's stop right here for a moment. The law was our schoolmaster. It's our tutor. There's nothing wrong with the law. You must keep the law. I must keep the law. The Ten Commandments are good. Thou shalt not covet. That was the last one. Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's a good one. The law is good. But it's a schoolmaster to bring us to whom? To whom? To Christ. And so he says, therefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be, there it is again, justified by faith. I'm not made righteous. I'm not made justified, declared like without sin by the works of the law. The works of the law can no flesh be justified, but I can through Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ, he paid a debt he did not owe. But after the faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. That's as clear as the nose on my face. He said, it's not the law. But the law is a schoolmaster. And after faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. Verse 26, for we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. He's making it very clear to these people, it's not the law. But it's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be then Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So chapter 3 is really that interlude chapter. We'll get more into it in chapter 4 and 5 especially. It's mentioned faith 22 times in Galatians, 14 times here in this chapter. Faith is a strong conviction that Christ is the answer for our life. It's not by works of any right. It's not by keeping the law. It's not by keeping the command. It's not by being a Pharisee. It's not you're a legalist. Well, what does that word mean? A legalist is one who adds anything to salvation for salvation. Well, you believe in this. Well, yeah, because you believe in something, that does not add to salvation. Salvation is a free gift given by Jesus Christ to all mankind. And so in chapter number 3, he outlines this is all of faith. And it's not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our Father tonight, I'm so very grateful for this chapter that is a pivotal chapter for the book of Galatians. As we pivot from the law to grace, from the law to faith, from the law to Jesus Christ, we thank you that we are given the illustration that Abraham was not under the law, but he needed the Savior, and he needed faith in Jesus Christ and faith in Christ. And he lived in faith in Christ. We sing, I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm thankful for those in the Old Testament that have been, will use the New Testament word, saved. And by faith, trusting in Jehovah for salvation. But God, I pray now that we would be a church, that we would not merge these other isms and become legalists, where we add to salvation. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I wonder tonight if you've been born again. Child of God, we're running out of time. Soon, and very soon, we're going to see the King of Kings. And when we see the King of Kings, it could be that people now have sort of put off the rapture of the church because we have a political right winger and his house and the Senate been elected. But friend, don't put any stock in that. Jesus may come today. Yeah. Would you be left behind that you do not know Christ? I wonder today, how many with our heads bowed and eyes closed, you could say, I am absolutely confident I'm born again. I'm absolutely confident. No one looking, just between you and me and the Lord. Could you lift your hand? I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. You may put them down. How many would say, Pastor, I'm not sure I'm saved tonight. I'm not sure that my name's been recorded in the book of life, that I have eternal life waiting for me. But I'd like to be sure of it. Would you pray for me? I'll not call you by name. I may not even know it. All over the house, I want to be saved. I want to know Christ as my Savior. Pray for me. Would you just slip your hand up all over the house? I could not raise my hand, but I'd like to raise my hand now. Pray for me, Pastor. I want to come to know Christ. Will you stand with me with our heads bowed? Our Father, tonight we are so burdened about the people that are here that are lost. On a Wednesday night, some have the knowledge of God, some have a knowledge of Christianity, but there's no possession. They've never been born again. They've never been saved, as the Bible says. And yet tonight I pray that this would be their night of salvation. I pray that Christians would come forward and kneel and pray. Free from the law, oh, happy condition. Jesus has saved, and now there's remission. We're thankful that we're free from the law. And it was a good schoolmaster, but it could not bring us all the way to Calvary. Bless these dear people.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.